Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about kitty cats driving excavators. Yeah, kitty cats driving excavators. I mean, come on, picture that. Picture that in your mind, this giant excavator that, you know, has this long, massive arm on it that can dig down into the earth, that can knock over buildings, that can rip up concrete, being driven by a beautiful, fluffy little kitty cat. And most of you have thought I have lost my mind. You have absolutely thought I've lost my mind. But I don't think I have. Because I don't think that excavators driven by kitty cats is any different than the craziness that's going on in our country today. Yeah, there's just mass craziness going on in this country. And it's all occurring in the government. Just turn on the TV. Look at all the things that the politicians are talking about. I think the insanity has actually hit this country. I really do. I think people have absolutely lost their minds in government. I mean, okay, let's talk about education. Since Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company, that's what we do. That's all we do, and we do it extremely well. I think education is a great topic to talk about. But I'll tell you, I'm kind of taken back by watching some of the things that I've seen on the news with educators flat out telling us, the people that fund them through our taxes, to stay out of their lane. That we as parents have no input or responsibility towards the content that are taught to our children in schools. I think these educators are absolutely arrogant and they've lost their minds. I think they probably think that it's possible for a kitty cat to drive an excavator. I really do. And I'll tell you what, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. And here's why it's maddening. The majority of us, I include me in the collective us. The majority of us were raised in this country or came to this country and were raised in this country and taught that the way to get to financial freedom is to go to work. But before you do that, you have to get an education. And the majority of us, not all of us, but the majority of us received our education in the public education system. That's where I went to the majority of my schooling. All of my non-college work, with the exception, I think, maybe of preschool, possibly kindergarten, was paid for by taxpayers. Yeah, I was in the public school system. And I did as well as I could in the public school system because I was taught in that public school system that in order for me to be successful in life, I had to focus on my grades. Yeah, sometimes the classes I was taking, I was going, why are you teaching me this stuff? And what is the application to life? Yeah, I mean, I was one of those kids where I was going, if you're going to teach me something, it should be useful. You should be able to explain to me the relevance of why I need to learn this stuff. I was one of those kids. So I focused on certain things that I thought were relevant that would help me get to where I was trying to get to. Things like math, I focused on math. Things like physics, chemistry, I focused on those things. I wasn't exceptional at those things, but I focused on them because I understood that they had some kind of relationship in to the world. And I, in high school, I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no clue what I was going to do once I got past high school. And you know, the pressure was on me. And I'm sure the pressure was on you, too, to get those grades so that you could get into college. So that another educational system could pick up where the last educational system left off and take you to greater heights, to take you to greater levels. And ironically, some of the stuff I studied in college, I was like, what is the relevance of this stuff? Why are you teaching me this stuff? And some of the answers I received was, it is good to expand your horizons. It is good for you to think beyond what you think now. And once I wrapped my head around that, I was like, oh, okay. I guess I understand why I'm going into detail on some of this art theory stuff, even though I have, first of all, no art skill. And second of all, that's not what I think I'm going to do in the future. But okay, I'll focus on it. And I actually think it did help me. I think it did help me understand different things that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with. And I was okay with that. And then I went into the workforce after completing college. After completing college, which, by the way, mostly I did not pay for because I didn't have any money to pay for college, and I went to a private college. Yeah, the United States Army paid for the majority of my education. And as a result of that, I made a contract with the Army that said, hey, when I'm done with school, you guys are going to employ me because I'm going to be a second lieutenant in the United States Army. And once I did that, I started my career. I started a 27-year career in the military. And when I was in the military, I was focused on doing what was essential for the military. I was focused 100% on making sure that my personnel and my units were ready for anything that would come our way. And man, I'll tell you what, we had lots of opportunities in my career to answer the mail. But I will tell you this. While I was doing all of those things for this country, my kids were going to school. Now, I started my kids off in Christian education, but at a certain point, we moved, and I couldn't afford it anymore. So let me tell you what happened with education in my family when we come back from the break, and I'll tie it in with these kitty cats driving excavators. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so the theme today is kitty cats driving excavators. Yeah, that's the theme today, because that's as relevant as what is going on in America when it comes to education. I'll tell you, I'm one of those people that is sitting back watching all the nutsiness go on in our government. And, okay, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm cool with anything you have to say. Yeah, I'm a First Amendment kind of guy. I'm one of those guys that actually understands that provocative speech, you know, that speech that is abrasive to you is still valid First Amendment speech. It's not hate speech. It's abrasive information. And in this country, we're not supposed to block any of that abrasive information, because when we learn all the different sides of an argument, we're able to make up our minds for ourselves. But that's not what the education system in this country wants to do. The education in this system in this country thinks it knows it all because it is the education system. Well, I'm sure there are some pretty smart people in the education system, but I don't necessarily know that everybody that does the work of the education system is the best grounded people to teach my children. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you flat out, that's the way I think. So at the end of the last segment, I was telling you that we put our kids into private school. Earlier in my career, I would say about the time my kids went to preschool, all the way up until my son was in sixth grade and my daughter was in fourth grade, because we were living in a part of California and we were very interested in making sure that we understood what was being taught to our children. That was very important to us because we were going to hand our children over to an education system for a good portion of the day, where our children would be indoctrinated by the teachers, by the administration, by their peers, because that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. So we chose what we considered to be an excellent environment that would provide the right type of framework and guidance to our children, so that when they came home at night, we didn't have to spend all night trying to re-educate our kids. And it worked out pretty good until later in life, when I was transferred to another place. And after that transfer, we did not find a place that was commensurate with the place where we had our children receiving their education. And as a result of that, we understood that the school district we were in was reasonably good. And to be honest with you, my children complained a little bit about private school because they made them work. Yeah, they made them do homework and stuff. And they were kind of like, oh, it's so hard. It's so hard. Okay, you want to do public school? Let's give it a shot. We tried public school. My son went into seventh grade. My daughter went into fifth grade. Now, fifth grade was pretty good. My daughter is pretty good at making friends, and she did okay in public school. My son, on the other hand, he wasn't quite ready for junior high school, and he wasn't quite ready for some of the shenanigans that some kids that are of seventh grade age, what is that, 12, 13 years of age? Okay, remember when you were 12 or 13? Remember all the stuff you used to do that you never wanted your parents to find out about? Okay, well, that was the environment that my son was thrust into, and he didn't do very well in that environment. As a matter of fact, he would come home talking about how people were doing drugs in the bathroom, something he had not experienced anywhere in his life. He would talk about how people would use certain language. Yeah, now language that if I used on the radio show would get me a nice little fine from the Federal Communications Commission. Yeah, they would not. And when I say little, that's not really a correct word. I'm talking about a massive fine. Yeah, they take that stuff seriously. And so this was the environment that we put my son into. And after about a semester of all of that, my son was a wreck. I mean, he's like 13 years of age, and we have just immersed him into a version of the world that he had never experienced before. Now, some people would say, oh, it's good, man. You made your son grow up. And I will tell you this, that's not good. Okay, I don't have a problem exposing my son to some of the stupidity of this world, because there's a lot of stupidity in this world. There's a lot of hate in this world. There's a lot of bad things in this world, but there are some good things, too. At that point, my wife and I decided we were going to start homeschooling my son. So we did. We started homeschooling Jonathan. We took him out of that environment because that environment was not conducive to his learning. It wasn't conducive to creating an environment where he's going to focus on information that's designed to help him grow as a person. Yeah, that public school system did a lot of damage to my son. So we took him out of it. And after a while, my daughter, I think she made it through about sixth grade, and she was ready to start seventh grade. And she came to us and said, "Can I do the homeschool thing too?" Because we also found out that even in fifth and sixth grade, my daughter was being exposed to some of the same garbage that my son was being exposed to. And I'll tell you what, that didn't sit well with Tina and I. It did not sit well with us because those are our kids. Okay, the way we look at it, to be honest with you, technically they're God's kids, but he gave us responsibility. So we take that responsibility very seriously. And our kids were homeschooled all the way through high school. Yeah, and they received a pretty darn good education because we were in control of that education. We were making sure they were studying subjects that were important to them. When it came time to go to college, my son balked. He said, "I don't know, man. I don't want to do this college thing." I'm like, "Okay, you got to do the college thing." Now, in the back of my mind, I kind of knew already that maybe college wasn't the best thing for him. But I also understand that you can go to college and you can learn a lot of things. And college is a little bit more free-spirited, so to speak. I mean, there's none of that organized education like you have in the public school system where everybody shows up for 50-minute classes and then they rotate for 5 minutes and they do. Yeah, none of that, okay? College is like a completely different environment. So I felt my children would do well in college. Well, ironically, in college, they dealt with a lot of the same stuff that they were dealing with when they were in that public education system. But my children are smart enough to recognize the garbage that's out there. And with us reinforcing them at home, they were able to move through the college system. My son's a graduate. My daughter's a year away from her art degree. And I'll tell you what, it's been an eye-opening experience. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about kiddies driving excavators. Yeah, I'm not done with that yet.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Kitty cats driving excavators. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. Excavators, first of all, if you've ever been in an excavator, I've been in one. I've never driven one or operated one, but I've actually crawled into the cab. Those things are not set up for kitty cats to sit in there and operate them. As a matter of fact, all of the controls are designed to fit human hands, not kitten paws. Yet there are people in education that would want you to believe that the concept of kitty cats driving excavators is legit and valid. And you don't need to look behind the mirror. You don't need to look behind the curtain. You don't need to look behind anything. Everything is just as it should be. So when I hear all of these educators talking in front of Congress and telling Congress that the human people, the people of this country, the citizens of this country, the taxpayers of this country that fund all of this public education have no say in the educational content. They have no say. Just pay the bills, fund the bills. We're responsible for raising your children. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. I think they're raising your children in the image that they have in their minds about what right looks like, and whatever they think right looks like may not match what you think right looks like. I think it's a huge problem. And I will tell you this, when we pulled our kids out of that public school system and we put them into homeschool, they flourished. They absolutely flourished because they weren't getting different messaging from different sources. What am I talking about? Okay. Well, Tina and I, we have a pretty strong belief system. We believe in certain things that we believe are true and accurate. And we reject things that we know are not well-grounded in truth. That's probably the best way for me to say it. And as a result, we have raised our children based on what we believe is the correct way for children to be raised. So when I realized that the educational system that I had put my children into was creating damage to my children, I removed them. I absolutely removed them because I wasn't going to let that happen. Lifestyles Unlimited focuses on education. It doesn't focus on political theory. It doesn't focus on a bunch of things that you don't need to know, designed to sharpen your mind. We assume that when you come to us, you've already come to us with a sharpened mind, and that you are seeking relevant information. And that's what we provide. We will teach you the mechanics of how to successfully get yourself retired in the next 5 years. That's not a pipe dream. That's not a smoke dream. That's none of that stuff. It is legit. But it's going to take you coming to us, listening to what we say, and accepting what we say. Now, some of you may come to us with belief systems that cause you to reject what we say. I can't fix that. I can't fix that at all. All I can do is look to a 31-year track record that this organization has had, retiring thousands of people long before they got to the quote-unquote age of retirement that society told you about. You know, that 65 or 70. I mean, look at Social Security. Look at Social Security. You pay into Social Security your entire life. There are people that pay into Social Security their entire life that pass away before they even get to the age where they can draw Social Security. Because the government has rules. The government says, you can't draw Social Security at 40. But what if I'm retired at 40? Well, you can't have the Social Security at 40 because that's not how retirement works. Well, I'm here to tell you, their system is broken. It's broken. I know countless people that I have told about how to change their lives. Come to Lifestyles Unlimited. Listen to what we have to say. We're going to give you the initial framework for a roadmap to financial freedom. It takes about an hour and a half, but we're going to lay out everything for you. We're going to talk to you about changing your mindset. Now, people think that, you know, that's a bunch of fluff and la-la-la stuff. But I don't think it is. I think you have to address how you think about things. You have to transition your mind away from where it's at right now. I realize you think you're where you're supposed to be, that you're cooking with gas, you're humming on all cylinders, right? But that may not be true. See, that may be a false belief that you have that was imparted upon you by the educational system that you endured through your life. Now, I was one of those guys, and I'll go back to public education because that's what I did, grades 1 through 12. I was in public education. I'll tell you, it didn't do much damage to me because I kind of rejected a lot of the stuff that people were trying to tell me. Whenever they started to get into the social behavior stuff, I was like, yeah, man, that's not math. That's not physics. That's not chemistry. It's not even English. I reject it. Don't tell me who I'm supposed to be. Just teach me the fundamentals. And that's exactly what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't teach you how to think a certain way or be a certain way. We just show you all the fundamentals. Now, we are going to ask you to take a look at your belief system. Because you may have in your belief system things that you've accepted as truth that in reality are not necessarily true. But because you think they're true, if you encounter something, you will automatically default to that is truth. And if that thing is something that could change your life, you've rejected it. You've rejected it because you believe something else. So you're going to have to actually dig into your belief system, and you're going to have to start questioning certain beliefs that you have. Certain beliefs like, the stock market is my friend. The stock market's not your friend. The stock market is a vehicle for companies to use to raise capital. It's not your friend. It's a financial instrument. The other false belief that you have is you got to keep saving all this money. Save this money in your 401k. Stuff it in an IRA. Put it in a whatever those things are. I used to know what all those things are, and I don't remember what they are anymore because I don't put my money in those things because they're not as effective as what I am doing in real estate. I'm really just trying to let you know that there is a totally better way. And that by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you that better way. We're going to show you exactly what you need. We're not going to social engineer you. We are going to tell you what it takes to get yourself to retirement. We're going to lay it all out in front of you. We're going to give you the detailed plan. And we're going to turn you loose. And if you need mentorship, we can provide that too. Need guidance? We can provide that too. You can customize your future with us. It's actually pretty cool. Hey, we come back from the break. Kittens driving excavators? Who thought this up?
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power or where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Kittens driving excavators. You're probably tired of me saying that, but I'm actually not tired of saying it. It's actually kind of fun to say kittens driving excavators. All right. So you're wondering, all right, where did that come from, Al? How did that devious mind of yours come up with this illustration? All right. I got to fess up with you. So one of my engineers, Jason, he's basically the guy that takes care of me Monday through Friday, except for Tuesday when he has somebody else do it. And I connected for the show this morning, and like as always, I just said, "Hey, Jason, what's going on?" And so we always have our little chat, and I said, "You know, I'm kind of torn on what direction to go today on the show. And do you have any suggestions?" You know what Jason said? Kittens. And I said, "Kittens?" And he goes, "Yeah, kittens." And I thought, wow, kittens are actually, I mean, that kittens bring to me, I don't know about you, but to me, when I think of like a little kitten, I think of something that you see on Animal Planet, right? Where cute little fuzzy kitten playing with a little bit of yarn and stuff like that. And, you know, I think what Jason was trying to tell me is that it's okay to be like a kitten. And then in my devious mind, I'm like, all right, but how do we take the kitten and how do we make it uber cool? Because, I mean, that kitten's got to be tough even though it's cute, right? I mean, that's just my mind, right? So I was looking for a demo contractor because I've got some concrete on one of my properties that needs to go away. And I was looking at a picture of an excavator and I thought, kitten driving excavators. That's where we're going. So that's how the show prep worked for today, to be honest with you. I am serious. Okay, so you don't know, do you? You don't know. Based on what I just said, I could be serious, I could be not serious, right? Well, I think that's part of the problem what goes on with our educational system. Because as I was growing up, and I had left a public education system, where I will admit there were people trying to social engineer me, but I rejected it because, you know what? I didn't know who they were, and who are you to tell me who I am? You're supposed to be here teaching me the basics, the fundamentals, not social engineering me. So I rejected all of that. But as I grew up, as I served in the Army, and as my children came into this world and they started going through the educational system, and I made a bad decision at one point in my life to allow my children to go into public education, I realized how damaging it can be. And when I turn on the news and I see educators just flat out saying, "You don't know how to educate. We're the educators. We know how to educate." And concerned parents saying, "Hey, you know what? Those are our kids. We'd like to know what it is you're educating, because maybe you're planting seeds in their minds that are contrary to the seeds that we have told them is correct." And I think that goes on in education today. I think the curriculum in the public school system has morphed into something that is not anywhere close to the public education system that I went through. Because when I was in public education, we said the Pledge of Allegiance. We stood up every day, we put our hand on our heart, we said the Pledge of Allegiance. That's not in school anymore. We used to pray in school. It was okay to pray. As a matter of fact, for the people that didn't want to pray so that we could be inclusive, we said, what we're going to do is we're going to have a moment of silence. So you would have 30 to 60 seconds where everybody was just quiet. So if you didn't want to pray, that was okay. You were being respectful to those who did. And those who prayed, prayed silently, so that they would be respectful to those that didn't understand why you should pray. Well, all that stuff's out of school nowadays. They took God out of school. They took the Pledge of Allegiance out of school. They're turning these educational systems into some kind of factory. Yeah, they're producing people that go out in the world and do some of the stupid things that they do. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to step away from this because I'm kind of going on a political rant. And that's not where I want to go. What I really want to share with you is that the educational system, when it focuses on things that are relevant, things that we want our children to learn and understand, and even if it's esoteric stuff that is just designed to make them think, that's cool. When it gets into the social engineering, I don't think that's so cool. I really don't. And I think that's where the education system goes wrong. Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not into social engineering. No, when you come to us seeking an education on how to do the stuff that we tell you we can help you do, we're going to give you just that. We're not going to tell you you have to stop being a Republican and become a Democrat, or become a, or stop being a Democrat and become a Republican, or none of that stuff. That's not where we go. We're going to address your mental state of health. We really are. Because we've got to clean up some beliefs that you might think are true that are actually false, and those false beliefs are holding you back from achieving the results you're looking for. You just don't know it yet. Because some of those false beliefs have to do with the fact that real estate is risky, it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of time. It's not true. When you do it correctly, none of that's true. When you get your information from some third-party source that may or may not be credible, okay, then maybe that stuff is true. But it's not true in the world that we operate in. We're going to teach you the proper foundational information. We're going to talk to you how to successfully invest in single-family houses. There is a very straightforward approach to investing in single-family houses, and you probably don't know what it is. Now, somebody may have taught you something, but it may not be what we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to invest in multifamily apartment communities, and we're going to encourage you to ultimately land there with all of your investments. And here's why. Multifamily gets an extra benefit that single family doesn't get because of the way it is classified for value in the industry. And it's a little thing called a forced appreciation that we do, where we were able to build up the income streams in those multifamily properties, which increases the value. Single-family homes, they don't work that way. No matter what kind of income stream you put on a single-family home, it will be valued based on what similar properties have sold for. And that's actually kind of a defect to the single-family market. I'm not saying you can't make excellent money in single-family, because you absolutely can. You just don't get the benefit of doing something called forced appreciation. Forced appreciation actually allows you to get to your target points faster without being disappointed because the market didn't do for you what you were hoping the market was going to do in the single family space. Here's another thing we're going to talk about, and this is very, very important. We're going to have you take a look at where you have your money now, and we're going to have you analyze those returns. Because you need to see what those investments are doing for you. And then we're going to ask you a very, very straightforward question. We're going to say, okay, with all those investments that you have, which ones pay you monthly or quarterly? And most people don't own real estate. And they go, all of my assets don't do that. Because you've bought into a retirement system that was taught to you by the government through the educational system. Trust me, the whole concept of retirement, I was hearing about retirement and things you might want to consider doing in order to retire at an old age when I was in junior high school. Yes. Now, did I put much credence to it in junior high school? No. Because I was like, what, 14, 15 years of age? Heck, dude, man, I was trying to figure out if I was ever going to grow a mustache and I was ever going to shave. I mean, let's be real, right? All of those things that you've been taught have resonated in your mind, in your body, in your soul, and you think they're absolutely correct. And when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, what we're going to do for you is we're going to shatter those things. Because we're going to show you the raw truth. We're going to show you why there's a better way. And it really has to do with just kind of figuring out where you want to get your education from. I'm serious. There are other organizations out there that would claim to be able to do the same thing. But I don't think that they have the track record that we have, nor do they have the thousands of people that have achieved retirement in 5 years or less. And that 5 years didn't occur at the age of 65 or older. Look, I implore you to at least check us out. You should go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. When you get there, sign up for a workshop. Let us spend an hour and a half with you reshaping what you understand. And then let's make you a member and get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.